Hola, welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. This is Marty Angel, your host, and I am so incredibly grateful for you to be here on this podcast and this episode. You know, there are no coincidences in this world. There is no coincidence that you stop by to hear this episode. It is important that you understand that sometimes we speak English, and sometimes we speak Español, and sometimes we speak Spanglish. Hablamos Español, hablamos Inglés, y a veces hablamos Spanglish. But anyway you look at it, this episode is going to be amazing. Once again, this is Marty Angel, your host, Empowering Latina Coach. I am a Latina business coach, and I help the bilingual Latina women entrepreneurs, mujerpreneurs, gain clarity and focus on who they serve so they can up-level from brick and mortar to click and order and rock their six figures. I love coaching the mujerpreneur. But let's get to it. You will enjoy today's episode. I'm so excited. Hoy vamos a tener una plática sumamente importante y yo sé que les va a gustar. Ready? And today's episode is sponsored by
Dancing Crew, Trip for Two, Nail the Final Interview, Game with Doug, Brand New Mug. Come here, kid, give me a hug. The more you want to do, the more we want to do. Boosters designed for COVID-19 variants are now available. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster appointment as soon as you're eligible. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Welcome, 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 welcome again. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. I'm so incredibly grateful. This is Marty Angel. I'm your host. I know you've heard it before, but here we are. I am so really incredibly grateful that you are here with me today again to share in the topic of what we have today. Hoy es un show maravilloso. Estamos todavía en el mes de Hispanic Heritage en los Estados Unidos. So we are still in Hispanic Heritage Month. Today we're going to talk about how to be a successful mujerpreneur, three essential skills you need in order to succeed. Really important, guys. Really, really important, mujeres chicas. You know, I just want to say, I'm going to divert a little bit. I'm going to bird walk. I want to say that the reason I use guys is because I used it for so long in the classroom, for so long. Because if I said guys, it meant everybody, girls and boys and everybody, right? And so I apologize to you. And you guys are mujeres. Bienvenidas, mujerpreneurs, chicas, chulas, hermosas. So let's talk about today's topic. So first we need to answer the question, what is a mujerpreneur? Do you know what a mujerpreneur is? I've coined the term, but for me, this means that a mujerpreneur, in my view, as I've coined the term, is a Latina woman who can be bilingual or monolingual and is a woman of other cultures as well and bilingual in her culture and is an entrepreneur. She's a woman who owns her own business and is self-employed. Mujerpreneurs are often women who have started their own businesses to fulfill a need in the marketplace or to offer a unique product or service. That's what a mujerpreneur is for me. And today we're going to talk about the three major skills, three skills that you really need in order to be successful. But before I talk about the three skills, now the three skills, is the fact that you need to understand that Latinas are the fastest growing group of entrepreneurs in the United States. Latinas, mujeres, emprendedoras, es el grupo más grande creciendo sus negocios. Más de nosotras estamos empezando y creciendo negocios en los Estados Unidos. According to the Kauffman Foundation, Latinas have started more businesses than any other group of women in America over the past decade. And according to Forbes, Latina-owned businesses are growing at a rate of nearly 40% a year. Latinas, emprendedoras, aquí en los Estados Unidos, estamos creciendo casi 40% anualmente cada año. Cada año estamos creciendo negocios, abriendo negocios. Es muy importante saber que estamos... Hay tantas de nosotras que nos tenemos que ayudar, ¿verdad? Yo siempre digo inspirándonos juntas. Inspiring us each other is important as a mujerpreneur. We need to hold on and we need to lock elbows, lock arms, and walk in strength because there's strength in numbers and there's success in numbers. There are many reasons why mujerpreneurs are successful. But the first reason that I really want to share with you is that they are bilingual, most of them, and understand that both the Latinx culture and the American culture is part of their DNA. They understand both, especially if you are here in the United States, you're Latina and you are growing, whether you were born here first generation or you came here, you know two cultures. You may not know two languages yet, but you know two cultures. So the three most powerful attributes that I have found in that make the successful mujerpreneur, mujeres emprendedoras tienen más éxito con estas tres cosas. Skill number one. These are skills, attributes, skills, whatever you want to call them. Skill number one that is critically important, and maybe it's not a skill, but it's an attribute, is their passion. Is the passion. La cosa número uno es que nosotros tenemos mucha pasión. Mucha pasión. In a world where so many people are struggling to find their purpose, it's important for us to acknowledge that Latinas bring an underlying and unyielding passion to their products and services. So while others are struggling to find their passion, we bring it with us. It's innately part of us. Whether we are bilingual and serving two cultures or we are monolingual, the passion as a mujerpreneur that we have to bring forth our service or our product to the marketplace is unparalleled, my friends. It's unparalleled. And it is something that serves us well. We bring this passion to everything we do. Have you noticed that? Nosotras como Latinas tenemos una pasión inexplicable. Y esa pasión la traemos en todo lo que hacemos. In everything that we do. It's the passion that drives us to be the best that we can be. It's what motivates us to continue learning and growing. And it's what inspires us to help others achieve their dreams as well. My friends, amigas, chulas, chicas, hermosas, passion is the key ingredient for success in any field. But for Latinas, especially for us, it's especially important. Because when we follow our passions, we not only create successful businesses, but we also create positive change in our communities that comes from el corazón. It comes from muy adentro. So it's important for you to realize that being a Latina is an asset. I don't care what you heard and, you know, people telling you don't call yourself Latina. They told me that over and over and over. But you know what? I am here because I'm a rebel professor. That's what they used to call me. And at the college, I was the rebel Latina professor. I was the Latina rebel. Any way you look at it, I was that rebel person, right? If you told me don't call myself Latina, what did I do? I called myself Latina. All right, let's move on to skill number two. Skill or attribute number two. Remember, I'm not sure if they're skills, but I'm going to let you decide if you think it's a skill or an attribute. But number two is determination. You must have the determination to succeed. It's like that old adage, if at first you don't succeed, try again. I hate that adage though. So instead I fixed it up. And instead of using the word trying, because I'm, you know, such a Star Wars fan that I, you know, it where Yoda says, there is no try. You either do or do not, right? So instead of trying, here's my version. If at first you don't succeed, redo, revisit, readjust, and do-overs, right? So write that down. If at first you don't succeed, redo, revisit, readjust, and do-over. Yes, that's really what I say. But let me tell you about these mujerpreneurs that I so am so passionate serving. If you are a Latina mujer, if you are a monolingual or a bilingual mujerpreneur, or if you are a woman of culture, like one of my very dear friends, she is from Iran and she speaks Farsi. She's bilingual, English Farsi. And she is also a mujerpreneur. When it comes to business, mujeres, you know, being able to navigate two cultures, you know what it takes to succeed. We not only are successful in one culture, we are successful in two cultures. And we are more determined and more passionate because we have overcome more obstacles than anybody else. And we know how to get the job done. Sabemos cómo hacer el trabajo y terminarlo. As Latina entrepreneurs, mujerpreneurs, women of culture, bilingual or monolingual, we are used to overcoming obstacles. It can be if we're bilingual. If we're bilingual, we understand the needs of our communities, the English community, the Spanish community. We live in a sort of duality. And by that, I mean that we try in English and that we do things in English and that we do it again in Spanish, that we think in English, that we think in Spanish. My goodness, as I say to my people, as if I were, you know, but anyway, as I say, the critical voice inside my head that wants to knock me down speaks both my languages. Actually, it speaks three because I'm actually semi-trilingual. And I say semi because I've been losing my French. But it speaks to me in three languages, right? So even if you're not bilingual, I want you to know that if you are a mujer, a Latina, and you are still monolingual, that's okay. You are still, in my words, a chingona, right? My cousins, I love my cousins dearly, but none of them speak hardly any Spanish. I grew up in the culture. My father was something different. Maybe you grew up in the culture as well. And I was a first generation born here. We know the culture. We know the two cultures. And that will serve us well as a knowledge base. But it doesn't have to be the only knowledge base. The beauty about Mujerpreneurs is we are also familiar with the challenges that come with running a business. Because truly, we run our household like a business. Our determination as a Mujerpreneur is one of our greatest strengths. It allows us to keep going even when things get tough. It helps us to stay focused on our dreams and our goals as we continue moving forward to find that success that we so passionately want to get to. So you can see this by the way that we live our lives, as well as by the way that we conduct ourselves in our businesses. Ustedes, si somos latinas, ustedes pueden ver la pasión, pueden sentir la pasión y el enfoque que traemos a nuestras vidas y a nuestros negocios. Mujeres are strong and are capable, very capable business owners. We have what it takes to succeed with any industry. With the determination that we bring with us, hard work, and the belief in ourselves, we can achieve anything we set our minds to. So that's the third thing that I bring to you. The third quality, if you want, is flexibility. Flexibility. To be a Latina obviously means you're flexible because you're working in two cultures. So flexibility is the key to success in an entrepreneurship. Latina entrepreneurs face many challenges in business. And one key to success is having that skill set that allows us to be able to code switch, to move from one to the other, from one language to the other, from one culture to the other. It is a skill that empowers us to be better than. This means that we're able to adapt to new situations. We handle change and solve problems quickly. We see things coming and bam! We know how to solve them. Maybe we still get overwhelmed. That's something for another story or another day. But the fact that we can handle change and solve problems quickly is part of who we are as a mujerpreneur. Being bilingual also gives you, if you're a bilingual Latina, being bilingual also gives you an edge in the marketplace because you can actually interpret and you can actually go from English to Spanish, Spanish to English, whatever your bilingual strength is, you can go from one to the other. For mujerpreneurs, Latina, bilingual or monolingual, mujerpreneurs, having that skill set includes flexibility that is essential for your success. Mujeres, I love it. Ustedes son hermosas, chicas, chulas, con la habilidad de adaptarse a nuevas situaciones fácilmente. My goodness, ladies, women, beautiful. The ability that you have to adapt to new situations, handle change, and solve problems is innate. And quickly, you do the change that needs to be done. And that can mean the difference between failure and success in your business. Being a bicultural woman also gives you, the Latina entrepreneur, an advantage in the marketplace. So despite the challenges faced by many Latina entrepreneurs, we have honed in on harnessing the power of flexibility. And I wanted to think about that, you know, I sort of slowed down there. But we have the power of flexibility. It's a skill, yes. But that flexibility is what creates success in the business world. And this is an important skill that allows us, mujerpreneurs, to adapt to new situations. Like I stated before, we can handle change and solve problems quickly. And being bilingual is another advantage that is enjoyed by some Latina entrepreneurs, many Latina entrepreneurs. And certainly, I want you to understand one thing. If you are a Latina and you are not bilingual, it is certainly not essential to success for you to be bilingual. But success can be enhanced by being bilingual. So having these three skills that I talked about, the three skills or the attributes, whatever you want to call them, if you want to call them skills or attributes, having these three, teniendo estas tres cosas, will lead you to success. But what really is the impetus that pushes you forward is the belief that you have in yourself. The belief that you have in yourself is the most important thing. And that, my friends, amigas, chulas, that's what's going to take you over the top. If you don't believe in yourself, then you won't be successful. If you don't think you can do it, you're never going to do it. So always believe in yourself. Believe in your abilities. Believe and trust your instincts. By doing that, mujeres, chulas, chicas, hermosas, you will achieve anything that you set your mind to. Because just by the actual act of believing in yourself actually opens you up to a growth mindset. And we need a growth mindset to be successful. We need the confidence to set goals and the belief in ourselves to be able to accomplish our goals. That's what it takes. Well, amigas, chulas, chicas, if you found value in today's episode, please remember, if you are watching me on YouTube, I need you to hit that subscribe bell and leave me a comment down below so that you don't miss an episode. And if you're listening to me on the podcast, I want you to reach out, find me on social media at MartyAngel_ELC for Empowering Latina Coach. Find me, drop me a DM, and it's Marty with an I. Marty with an I. And I would love to speak with you. Remember, as always, I am so incredibly grateful for each and every one of you, my viewers, my listeners alike. Gracias. Dios que las bendiga. Y nos vemos a la próxima. Have a beautiful day. This is Marty Angel, your host of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded Podcast, signing off. Have a great one. Namaste.
This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.